Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Welcome to Skincare with Friends.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
It's really dark, isn't it? This is 10:30 in the morning. It's so dark outside.
It's weird.
We've got a gigantic palm tree outside the front of your house, and
yeah,
I just realised.
It's blocking all the light.
It is.
Yeah.
We don't live anywhere tropical.
No.
Canton and Cardiff.
Canton. It's not tropical.
No. It looks it, though. With your lovely palm tree.
Just the palm tree, and then you look past the palm tree at the rubbish.
Litter. I just drove past the museum to get here.
Yeah.
And all of the Burger King and kebab shite detritus
It seemed like there was a party atmosphere outside last night.
Oh, was there?
Yeah.
Oh, because Liverpool. Warm. Liverpool
oh,
won
I don't know about that.
Some European Cup.
Okay.
Yeah.
Liverpool.
Yes. Which has a huge support in Wales.
Okay.
Doesn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, because it's close.
Football.
Yeah, football.
Football
things. That's why everyone was drunk.
Oh, right then. I thought it was just because it was a warm, sunny day.
Well, and that as well. Yeah. We don't need many of those, do we, in Cardiff, to get men to get their tops off.
And then the
men
the
to get their gross,
day.
Flabby tits out and walk around, parading themselves around.
Shouting outside my house in the night. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Look at my flabby tits.
Flabby tits live. Yeah, it's like after a big night, it's sort of got a weird atmosphere.
It smells, sticky. And it's been raining in the night as well, which is good because it kind of washes away.
Washes all the stink off.
A bit like Taxi Driver, isn't it? It's just
is it?
Rain to wash away all the
city's sins. Yeah.
We're talking about sunscreen again.
Yep. Yep.
And just ingredients. We're zoning in on ingredients because it is a minefield out there, isn't it?
It's really hard to choose one. Like,
and you know, especially I don't know how you feel about heavy mineral sunscreens.
They're just so white, though, aren't they?
They are white, and they do feel super heavy. Like I got two blemishes after using my Think
what
So.
Think Sport was it?
Yes, yeah, Think Sport.
So that's probably
and they've got Think Baby.
And it is. Sort of a waterproofy kind of.
Yeah, it's water resistant up to 80 minutes. I probably wouldn't wear it on the daily for work. It is for athletes, so it's basically to resist your sweat while you're out there
running and
caning
in the sunshine,
it across a beach in the desert. Yeah. So, I really liked it.
Maybe Think Baby's a bit lighter.
Judging by the ingredients, it didn't.
No.
Didn't seem it, but it is lovely. I really liked it. But heavy. And so, that's the point I'm getting
to. Sometimes you need to have, like, different sunscreens for different sorts of occasion, don't you? Like, something heavy, so that if you are going out for a run, or you're going to be on the beach or whatever, you do need something quite thick, don't you?
Yeah.
And you can't wear that every day.
Physical feeling. Physical.
You're just like, I look white.
Barrier.
I must be protected.
Yeah. Although, you say I had a white cast, but it does.
It's not too bad.
Sink in,
is it?
Yeah. And it's got that natural kind of weird tint to it anyway.
Yeah.
So it's not super white when
you put
it on.
The baby one is white.
It's super white.
But it does kind of go away.
Right. So you got Think Baby.
I got the baby one.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. Is it actually for babies?
Well, yeah, but
okay.
It mean
it's alright, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah,
just have skin like a baby.
Yeah, well, that's all I want. I want to be a baby.
But I was reading in then to the big buzzwords are reef safe, aren't they? Because clearly lots of filters are not popular. Two now have been banned in Hawaii. Florida's about to follow suit with...
Yeah. But the Lab Muffin was saying that it's kind of blurring the message because it's not really the people who are wearing it. And, like, you know, if we wear... A non-reef safe sunscreen in Canton. Is that going to do anything to the reefs?
But if you're washing off and it goes in the water,
yeah.
It probably does. And all of
have we got a reef?
But if coral is bleached and coral supports that much of marine life.
But I don't think that human beings wearing sunscreen is actually having that much effect on the coral.
Really?
It's minimal. That's okay. What Lab Muffin said.
Okay.
She said that it's, you know, it's more, there's the other things that are causing more harm, and like the press is concentrating on people wearing sunscreen because it sells more papers.
Yeah, and we talked about that last week.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, trying to, and then we were talking about the whole thing about the sunscreens getting into your bloodstream, and that actually does happen, whether or not it makes any difference to your hormone levels is another thing. Probably doesn't look like it does, really.
No.
But I would prefer to avoid anything that's just going to absorb into my skin, because there's other things that don't absorb.
Yeah.
So I prefer to do that. Wear safer things. But yeah, the other thing I wanted to say last time that I forgot to say was that all of this stuff that, you know, the studies that have been done on chemical sunscreens, they haven't found any dangers to adults. But children, on the other hand, is another story, because they're more susceptible to hormone changes. And
yeah, would you want to put anything that would possibly affect the balance of hormones on your kids' skin?
On your children's skin, yeah. And like, I was in a shop yesterday, I was reading the ingredients, and it's all octocrylene and in the baby sunscreen. It's,
I know.
It's really the worst chemical sunscreens you could have in the baby sunscreen.
Yeah.
And obviously people, you know, the people who make these sunscreens have no qualms with putting hormone interrupters on baby skin.
Yeah.
We'd hope that you sort of trust that companies would...
No, you can't trust companies. Until something is banned, until governments ban stuff, it is fair game.
Yeah, whatever happens to kids.
Yeah.
They don't care, apparently.
Yeah. I just think if Florida would go ahead and ban these two ingredients that you're going to talk about, but they don't ban a lot of dodgy food that's FDA approved.
Yeah, it's got
to
be banned.
I kind of believe that.
Yeah.
Secondary to the reef argument.
It's cautionary.
If it's bad enough for Florida to ban it, and they don't ban anything.
No.
Guns, aerosol cheese, it's all
guns
okay.
Guns and aerosol cheese are the two worst things you can think of.
Oh my god, she got political. But I did think, oh shit, Florida went and banned it.
Yeah.
Man, gotta be bad.
Must be bad, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about ingredients.
So there's two different sorts of sunscreen filters, physical and chemical. So physical sunscreens just literally bounce off the sun from the skin.
Yeah.
I made loads of paper noise last time trying to find my bits of paper, because I've printed out and written out like 20 pages of stuff.
Yeah, she's gone bonkers, guys.
Yeah, so it's like a dissertation that I'm trying to find the right paragraph to read out. That's why I was rustling so much. So I'm going to try not to rustle. So I've written out this thing about, so what were we trying to do with sunscreen? So an ideal sunscreen absorbs ultraviolet light, the full range of UVA and UVB. Do you know the difference between UVA and UVB?
One is after the other in the alphabet.
Oh. Oh dear. So UVB is what burns you, so it turns your skin red, and the wavelength of it is 280 to 320 nanometers. So it can't get through glass, and you'll see, if you've been in contact with it, your face will turn red. Mm-hmm. It's like the thing that people are worried about when they go out in the sun. They think,
okay,
I didn't burn, I'm fine.
Okay.
But there's also UVA, and that can pass through glass and windows. You know, you're not safe in your car, whatever.
Yeah.
And the wavelength is 320 to about 400 nanometers.
What does that mean?
So it's just like the light sort of goes in a wave,
okay,
like that. So it's just how fat or thin the wave is.
Okay.
So the ideal sunscreen would block the whole range of UVA and UVB, but there isn't such a thing. There isn't a chemical that does it. So you kind of want to have more than one filter. So... And the other ingredients in the sunscreen can make a difference to how well it works as well.
Okay.
So you want, so in the ideal sunscreen, you want sort of different filters, and you want it to be sort of stable and function for a long time.
So would the perfect one be a mix of physical and chemical filters?
Yeah, and there's certain sorts of chemical filters which have got a really broad spectrum and protect you from lots of UVA and UVB as well.
Okay.
And then, you know, because the zinc is so white, it's helpful to have some chemical filters in there as well.
Okay.
To so you don't have to have such a high percentage of zinc.
Okay.
To make you look stupid.
Is the titanium dioxide
that's really white?
White as well.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not as bad as the zinc oxide, though,
I think it's. Maybe it's worse.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But titanium oxide doesn't have quite as broad a spectrum as zinc. Zinc is better as a sunscreen.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the other way around.
No. Zinc oxide is like the.
The guy.
Okay. So zinc oxide, the absorption spectrum is 340 to 380. So that's sort of going, so protecting across UVB and UVA.
Okay.
Broad spectrum. It's photostable, so it doesn't break down when the sun shines on it. So it'll
which a lot of chemical ones do, right?
It'll stay effective for hours and hours and hours.
Okay.
Doesn't cause irritation of the skin, so it's quite friendly. It doesn't absorb into your skin.
Okay.
But it makes your face white.
Okay.
So, you know, everything else about it is ideal, except that it's terrible. you just look strange when you wear it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, if you've got any skin that's sort of shade that's darker than lily white, it's not going to be ideal just to have a sort of 20% zinc oxide sunscreen because you'll look silly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Because you'll always get on these skincare groups, people saying, I want a physical sunscreen that doesn't leave a white cast.
Yeah.
Like, well,
go.
It's not going to happen.
Go create one.
Yeah. Try and do it. It's probably not possible. Really,
okay.
Isn't it? I mean, yeah, because the you want a quite high percentage of it to work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just always going to be white.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know if anyone's going to want to hear about this. MMPs? Do you know what MMPs are?
No.
They are an enzyme called metallomatrix proteinases are enzymes that break down collagen. So collagen is a protein in your skin that makes your skin firm.
Mm-hmm.
So at UV light, these enzymes are activated in a range of 280 to 360 to break down your collagen.
No!
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So your skin, like if you're exposed to sun for a long period of time, your skin starts to sag.
It's going
to
look like, do you remember the lady in this Something About Mary?
Yeah. The leather handbag woman with the crinkly, saggy skin. That's why that happens.
Yeah.
So maybe you've never burnt in the sun. You don't burn, but your skin is going to eventually become crepey.
Okay.
And old and not function as well if you just let yourself go unprotected.
Okay.
And there's also the risk that the UVA and UVB can damage DNA in your skin and cause cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So skin cancer is really, really common. Like, you know, we all know about melanomas, but there's loads of other ones that inevitably happen as you get older, like basal cell carcinomas, something called actinic keratosis.
What's that?
It's a skin cancer that just looks like... You've probably seen it on old people, like little sort of areas that look a bit sort of scaly.
Right.
And like they've got something wrong with their skin.
Right.
And that's caused by sun damage. And they're really, really common. Yes, so the thing we need to know about then, so we know that zinc oxide's good, but we need to find out which chemical sunscreens are we looking for to have and choose and when we're looking at the ingredient list.
Mm-hmm.
So, a good place to look for information on sunscreen is Skincare Addiction on Reddit. If you go to the community info, you can go to the Skincare Addiction Wiki, and there is so much information there. You will be, like, covered in information.
I find Reddit very intimidating.
Really intimidating.
And it's full of quite angry people.
Yeah.
Don't let
that put you off.
Yeah.
Because that's where all the information is.
Yeah.
There's so much information.
Okay.
And they've got, you know, reviews of basically all the sunscreens that have ever existed,
mm-hmm.
from people who know a shit ton,
yeah.
about sunscreens.
Okay.
And this wiki has just got everything you
okay.
could possibly wish to know.
Okay.
I'm always like, oh, I was just reading it, thinking, I can't be bothered to write an article about this or a blog post because...
It's all here.
It's all here. It's yeah. like, they've done it. They've researched everything. So good sunscreen actives that are not zinc oxide. So we know zinc oxide's good. So chemical sunscreens that you'll want to find include Tinazorb. Tinazorb S, Tinazorb M, Tinazorb A2B, Uvenal A+, Mexoril XL and SX,
mm.
Uvenil, Uvazorb, Octisalate. Yeah, so those are the ones that we like. So I'll write them all down in a list and put them on our Facebook group.
Okay.
In the file section. And then there's okay sunscreen actives include... So titanium oxide is just an okay one. It's stable, but apparently it increases free radical production, which isn't good.
Okay.
So chemical sunscreens are just okay, not great. Avobenzone, it's good for UVA protection, but it's unstable and it may cause skin reactions.
Mm-hmm.
Octocrylene mm-hmm. is okay, and that's because it's stable but can form free radicals in sunlight, which is not ideal, and can penetrate the skin easily.
Okay.
So that's one of the ones that, if it's in your children's sunscreen, that's not ideal because it does go into their skin pretty easily. Homosalate, that's another one you'll see quite often.
Mm-hmm.
It penetrates the skin really easily and causes reactions.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're not great.
Nope. And it's quite handy to have antioxidants in sunscreen as well.
Yeah.
Because that helps prevent these free radicals.
Yeah.
So free radicals are tiny little molecules that just sort of go into the skin and cause damage.
Yeah.
So aging and... potentially cancer.
And it's just a shame to be using if you've got a nice lot of antioxidants in your skincare range and you're kind of pissing on your chips by then including a sunscreen at the end of all that, which kind of promotes the free radicals.
Yeah. So you want to put your antioxidants on in the day as a sort of base layer for the sunscreen, or if it's got the sunscreen has antioxidants in, that's all the
then
better.
More the better. Okay.
Yeah. So what you don't want in sunscreen is fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
Essential oils and fragrance. You think that would be obvious, but there's loads of fragrance in sunscreen.
And I still get excited by the smell of Nivea because it reminds you of childhood holidays.
Yeah, I know. It's the thing, isn't it? Like, what was that really smelly one when we were younger?
Is
it Tropic?
Hawaiian Tropic?
Hawaiian Tropic.
Yeah, maybe.
Things that smell of, like, coconut.
Yeah, that did smell good.
Lush.
Yeah.
But maybe just for your arms.
Yes, not on your legs.
Yeah.
Legs is fine.
You don't want to put anything, you know. This fragrance just can cause irritation. But then, I guess, like, if you get on with it and it doesn't cause you any problems, then I suppose that's okay, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, but... Yeah, there could be microscopic damage to your collagen occurring because you're putting these fragrances on.
Yeah.
Best avoid them, really. Oxybenzone. So this is a bad one. Increases free radicals, penetrates the skin very easily.
This is the banned one.
This is the banned one.
Yeah.
Is it octinoxate, the other one? Yeah.
But one of them is in pretty much all of the Korean skin sunscreens.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It won't be in all of them.
Well, the octinoxate is in the What's the one you love? The mermaid gel?
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, well, one of the two banned ones is. Yeah. Because I went looking. I looked up all of the Korean ones, and it was in most of them.
Really?
Before I got upset and had to leave the website.
Started crying. Yeah. Oh, dear. We're way too involved in this, aren't
we? Yeah. Well, I was just sad because I just thought, oh, it's so perfect. Oh. And then, yeah, it's one of the Hawaiian banned ingredients.
And and they can penetrate the skin. Really easily, they absorb into your skin. They cause irritation.
Yeah.
And they're not environmentally friendly, which is probably why they've been banned, not because they absorb into your body, though.
No, it's the environmental impact.
Yeah. Alcohol. You get alcohol in quite a lot of Korean sunscreens as well.
Yes,
It gives them that quick drying feel, so they're quite light if they've got alcohol in.
Which is lovely, isn't it? Because you feel like it's absorbed.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, the liquid feel of it is gone quickly. And you've just got, the sunscreen layer that's covering your skin. So when present in high concentrations, alcohol can disrupt the skin barrier. So concentrations less than 5% shouldn't cause any problems. But you don't know how much alcohol they've put in anything. But I guess you can just tell by the feel of it.
Is that quite a lot?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I don't know. They never tell you how much alcohol they're putting in stuff. Like some of those alcoholic toners, I reckon, are probably, 60% alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they feel really alcoholic. Yes. So, another bit of paper noise there, shuffling. Sorry.
I'll just do a little sing.
If you could sing us a song, please. So Tinazorb is really good. That's an altruist sunscreen.
And that is not problematic in anyone's
It's stable in sunlight and it has an absorption spectrum of 280 to 400 nanometers.
Okay.
But that is pretty much the entire spectrum.
Yes.
This is what you want.
Just wish they had a different formulation for faces. I did find that a bit stingy.
Altruist.
Yeah.
The mist is awful. It's really... It's got like...
Oh, have you got a mist?
You've got a mist, yeah.
Oh, right, for the face?
No, don't put it on your face. It's full of butane.
Okay.
Which is... No. Yeah. Don't want that on your face.
If you have weak or no eyebrows, don't put it on your face because the sweat. It's really
the cream
uncomfortable.
Now.
Yeah, just the regular cream.
Yeah, I don't put... It gave me acne on my face.
Yeah, did it?
So Altruist is a fab sunscreen, but for your body, really.
It is great.
I buy loads of tubes of it and have it just all around
and
the place.
And it's two tubes for $7.99 on
it's
Amazon.
It's super cheap.
And it's British. And it's a surgeon.
A dermatologist.
Is it a dermatologist?
Yeah.
So it's great in all ways.
Mm. Yeah. So you might see Tinazorb written on your ingredients list as bisoctrazole. Oh, God. Methylene bisbenzotrioloyl. flipping out. I can't even say it. Bisbenzotriazoloyl. Zolyl, tetramethyl, butyl, phenol.
Cool.
Can you remember that?
Yeah.
But hopefully they just write Tinazorb on the list, otherwise we're not going to know what that is.
Yeah.
I pretty much have to Google, if they've got like a chemical name for a sunscreen, I pretty much just have to Google it every single time because who's going to remember that?
No.
Cos DNA is quite good for writing down which ingredients are sunscreens and which aren't.
We've talked about it before, but we just didn't know how to pronounce it. The Inky Decoder website is great.
Yep. And what's the other one? Skin Charisma.
I'm on that right now.
Yeah, that's handy.
Yes, because it gives you the percentage breakdown of low risk, moderate risk and high risk and unknown. Yeah. It's quite scary, the unknown bit, because it's quite a lot of unknown in your...
Yep. Yeah. So, octinoxate, that's one of the bad ones.
It's a baddie, yeah.
And octocrylene is an okay-ish one.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that's basically what I wanted to say about chemical sunscreens. There's a huge list of them.
It'd be good to just put a list on the Instagram of the decoding websites as well for that, because it is really, especially when we're talking about, okay, you don't have certain sensitivities and you're not worried so much about absorption, but your children are, should be.
Yeah, so, you know, if you're buying something for your kids to use, you want it to be decent and safe for them. Yeah, that's it really. But yeah, I didn't know that mermaid gel had anything dangerous in it.
I'm looking for it now. I'm on a different website. It's called something else, and then in brackets they had AKA. It was actually on the YesStar website that it said.
Yeah. So I think I've just looked at it on CosDNA, and I was like, okay, all of that looks good.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong then.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
'Cause I love that stuff.
It is really nice. Now I'm just looking up Korean women's fashion.
Oh, no.
I love it so much. Yeah, that's the thing. So the Think Sport, I really like it. I think it would be quite problematic because I don't have problem skin. My, you know, I can put anything on it. But it did seem to feel...
It was super heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to use quite a lot. It's not sort
it
of
spread.
It's
quite
It's not very viscous, and you do have to kind of put quite a lot on,
ooh,
especially around the eyes. So you do feel like you're wearing. Do you remember sort of bad foundation in the 90s where it would just crack?
Ugh.
It does feel a bit, but no. But you don't look like it afterwards. It just feels like
no.
Oh. It's very matte.
Oh, okay.
It felt very matte on my face. So a bit of a sheen when you put it on and absorbs very much.
Yeah,
so no,
it's,
think it's
baby's
really good.
Shiny-ish. Yeah.
But I suppose if this has been formulated so that people can just go running in high temperatures and sweat all over it.
Yeah, and it's not going to come off.
I think it would work.
That's what it's designed for. Yeah, you can't have a go at it because it's doing what it's supposed to do.
Quadruple cleanse yesterday. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And you could just feel it. It was still there.
Oh, geez.
What did I use? I used low viscosity cleansing ester.
That's weird, that stuff. If you don't use it with a cloth, it just leaves all of the dirt on your face.
Yeah. It feels lovely afterwards, but you know it's not removed everything.
No.
So that's like my first.
Because I got this mascara that's just like a pig to remove, and the low viscosity moves it onto the other parts of my face, but it won't rinse off with water.
Why don't we touch on how best to remove your sunscreen then?
Yeah.
Because it is a bit of a... Especially if you're on holiday as well. Do you know what I mean? You need to be... You don't want to pack four cleansers.
No,
to remove all your stuff. Have you tried the Pixie Duo
cleansing that duo? Would work, though.
Yeah, because it's an oil-based and a cream-based one. I was going to buy it because, there's a big sale in Boots.
Oh, cool.
Of Pixie stuff and Nip and Fab stuff. But I didn't know about Nip and Fab because it seems very alcohol-y.
Yeah, I haven't really used anything by
then. Oh, I thought you had.
No.
It seems like their ingredients seem really cool, but it just seems to be quite a high alcohol content.
In their cleanser? No.
No, just in, like, they had some serum, I think it was like dragon's blood, and they had like Viper cream.
It sounds like bollocks, though. That's not going to do anything to your face.
It sounds
dragon's
a bit
blood.
Bollocksy.
Yeah.
But it all just seemed, some of the ingredients seemed really nice, but it just seemed very, very alcohol-y.
I'm sure that Pixie Duo cleanser is pretty handy for holidays, really, isn't
it?
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. It's the one that there's...
I just take, like, an emulsifying cleansing oil when I go away anywhere.
Do you?
Yeah.
In small...
Yeah, I think I had a sample of the DHC, which is like a Japanese cleansing oil.
Right.
But it rinses off, so it sort of, you know, moves oil-soluble stuff, but then you can just rinse it off.
Okay.
I'll take a flannel with me as well, so I don't get my mascara on hotel pillows when I'm staying.
Isn't it really nice to, when you wake up the next morning, wash your face and there is absolutely no trace of anything?
On the, yeah.
Because nothing usually gets rid of all mascara.
Yeah, no.
I've found one thing.
What am I using? Benefit Bad Bang something. It doesn't come off. It's just like insane. It gives you really long eyelashes, but it does not.
The Bad Girl one.
Yeah, bad gal bang. I know there's a bang in there. But that's nearly run out. I need to buy some more mascara. It's one of those things I find really boring, buying mascara.
I used to find it exciting, but as I've got older and my eyelashes have gone worse, like less. You know when people used to say, oh, your eyelashes are lovely eyelashes. Lot now, not anymore. They've just...
I can't see them. You're wearing glasses. They look lovely. Shut up. They've got really long eyelashes. You bell end. My eyelashes are shit.
You bloody bell end. Lancôme.
Oh, yeah,
Hypnoz.
Yeah.
And I,
but yeah,
you know,
that's
I like
really
about
expensive.
That. It is. My mum got it for me when on the way back from holidays.
Yeah.
But I really liked it because it's not clumpy. So it lengthens. I don't care about the body. Long. Nice.
Yeah, long and like thin.
Yeah.
You don't like them to be stuck together.
No. I know we have slagged this off many times before, but the unique mascara.
Oh, the photos of that are awful. Like, they do look like they've just glued spiders onto their eyeballs.
You know, and everyone's like, oh, where can I throw 40 quid at that? Oh my yes, God. Please. It's like the most disgusting thing ever.
It's so bad,
ever.
Isn't it? Those photos.
I'm looking on the YesStyle here for Can Maki Mermaid Gel. What's with all the different colours?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't looked for it for a
they've
while.
They've got clear, white.
I bulk bought it a while ago, so I have like a few tubes. So I haven't needed to buy it for ages.
Oh, right. White tone up type.
Let's have a look at the picture.
Well, it's just the bottle difference.
Oh.
So you've got... Have you
got
that
gold
pink one?
Yeah, gold and pink, yeah. So that's interesting.
Buy it. Let's have a look.
Yeah.
I feel like I've slagged it off now with absolutely no backup. I didn't dream it. It was in brackets.
Yeah.
And it was the Opti Noxate, I think.
Yeah.
It's
really hard to remember these chemical sunscreen names.
I even wrote it down.
Really,
so I was like,
Octo something.
Yeah.
Octopussy or whatever it is.
I'd love it if it was called that.
Why not make it easy for us though? We'll just call it Octopussy.
This is the thing. So if you want to be nice towards the environment. What is misleading is that a lot of companies will say physical filters all the way, no chemicals, because the word chemical has become evil, synonymous with oil companies pumping out sludge into
zinc oxide is still a chemical.
Exactly. So sadly, what is being pushed as the eco alternative is pure chalk.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So like stick. Stick for your face.
Stick.
Yeah. Which is, it's just zinc oxide and titanium dioxide, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
But so
there are other chemical sunscreens that are good, like
I know, but I think this is the thing, like, people will be put off them because they want to be good to the environment.
Because it's so hard to figure out which one is good, because the names are all really similar and complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Reddit, Skincare Addiction, has got a list. You know, very, very deep, many detailed lists of different sunscreens, what they've got in them, how they look, what they're good for. But it's amazing. So
did
handy.
Did they actually put the ingredients list in on YesStyle?
They should. Sometimes they don't. Yeah, and I think with Asian skincare, the ingredients quite often change.
Right.
So you'd be looking at a different version of something.
Right, okay.
Which is quite annoying. Yeah, lots of people praise the Skin Aqua sunscreens, and I've never tried one.
I've never heard of it.
No, yeah. But apparently that they're amazing. They're really nice. So that might be my next sunscreen purchase.
What is ethylexyl methoxycinamate, Mia? Tell me now.
Right. Ethoxyethyl. Is this the one you're talking about? Ethoxyethyl methoxycinamate.
Well, the methoxycinamate is in there, but it starts with ethylhexyl. New word, methoxycinamate.
God. I think it might be sinoxate.
Which is... What does that do?
It's good for UVB.
Okay.
Slightly yellow. Insoluble in water. FDA approved. No longer commonly used in sunscreens. Okay.
Oh, well, I mean, that's the second...
this is the thing, isn't it? They've all got really similar chemical names.
Yeah.
You've basically got to Google every ingredient every time you buy anything, just to check.
See, I can't see the one of two banned thingies on here, so maybe I was wrong about Kanake. But...
I hope you are wrong about it.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the biggest, after water, that's the that's the largest ingredient anyway, that methoxycinnamate.
So what's your favourite sunscreen that you use all the time?
So this one is fine now, the Think Sport.
Even though it's really heavy?
Yeah, I think it's fine for, if I'm out, I will definitely put that on. If I'm out on a sunny day, I but every day, I actually still like the e-cooking. The Danish one.
Okay.
And now they've made a facial formulation, but I haven't been using the facial formulation.
Oh, right, even the body one's
it
still fine.
It says face and body.
Yeah.
But one person put on the reviews, I think it was on Cult Beauty where I got it. It was like a one-star review after loads of five-star and four-star ones, because it just said, this. Obviously, the majority of the good reviews here are from people who are used to shitty European sunscreens.
Yeah.
And it's okay by those standards.
Yeah.
But if you're gonna, if you have used like
if you are into Japanese Korean sunscreen, then you'll know how good things can get.
This will ruin your day if you are, so you would hate it.
Yeah.
Because it's a white cream, it's slightly greasy. For me, I think
like that.
It takes a while to absorb, but I don't mind that, because I think if then I put my Hyalamide HA Blur on over the top. And I'm good to go.
You can do stuff like that with your normal skin type.
Yes.
My oiliness, it just does, it just won't,
no.
It doesn't go in, it doesn't work. Yeah, I'm quite enjoying the Misha Sun Milk at the moment.
Okay.
That's SPF 50. And it's a little bit more heavy duty than the Misha, the Kanmake.
Okay.
It's like a white milk, so it looks really white when you put it on, and then it kind of absorbs. It's still slightly white.
Okay.
You can see that you've got sunscreen on. But if you put makeup on, it's absolutely fine.
Okay.
And if I'm going, like you say, if I'm going to go out in the sunshine and be, like, in the blazing sunshine directly.
Yeah.
Then think, baby.
Yeah.
And I just go with the whiteness and just.
Yeah.
Deal.
Why
but
don't
it's
you
not
try
that.
The Think
it's
Sport because it's slightly tinted.
Maybe it's matte as well. That sounds quite nice.
It does mattify.
It's not really expensive, is it? Because I think 15 quid for the Think Baby.
I think it was about £18 on Amazon for the Think Sport.
Yeah.
But that's only 67 mils.
Yeah.
67 mils is not.
It's not huge, is it?
It's not huge, but then if you're thinking of Altruist, it's so cheap.
Yeah.
You just don't want to... Well, some people can be fine putting it on their face. I just found it very stingy.
Yeah.
And stingy around the eye area
in
general.
Yeah, so you end up with those little red...
Tiny red dots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, even if you don't have... If your skin can take anything... I think, you remember that anyway before you got into skincare about putting regular sunscreen on your face?
Yeah, it was not nice.
And just get tiny bumps and stingy patches and you realise.
It was never very good, was it?
No, it wasn't.
No, I used to use La Roche-Posay. I just have zits.
On
like,
your face.
Yeah.
La Roche-Posay, I don't think I've ever used. Oh, yes, I have, yeah. When I lived in France, I used La Roche-Posay. So.
Yeah.
I don't remember it. Was it smelly?
I don't... Yeah, it was just, like, quite heavy and yellowy white and... It was okay, but it... Yeah, I think the first sunscreen I bought then... So I used to use La Roche-Posay and have a face covered in spots all the time, but, like, I didn't really attribute it to that.
Right.
And then I tried one by Neostrata.
Yeah.
Which is quite expensive. I think it's like 35 quid for a little bottle of it.
Yeah.
And that's the sheer physical protection. And it didn't give me acne. And it was like, oh, it's possible to not have acne from your sunscreen. This is a real revelation. How exciting.
Yeah.
And then I started looking at Korean ones. And they don't seem to give me spots either. Right.
So super light.
Yeah.
Okay. To retract what I've said about
you can't find Natalie's been searching for what ingredients are in mermaid gel.
Oh my god, was I tired when I found it, and I just imagined it? I don't know.
Who knows?
Anyway,
yeah, I'll double check.
Find what works for you, and if it works for you, then that's great. But if you're trying to be nice to the environment, I think you don't have to just go the full chalky.
Yeah, there are other chemicals on screens
that are fine.
Yeah, can work.
So we'll put a list of resources, because I find what you talked about, the Inky Decoder. What was the one that you were saying?
So it's CosDNA.
CosDNA.
Skin Charisma as well.
Skin Charisma, yeah. Great. Just look through the list and it'll tell you what's okay, what's not, what's banned in certain places.
Yeah.
And also, people are making... you know, regulations are changing all the time as well.
Mm.
What's FDA approved this year might not be the case in...
No, and there's some good sunscreens that aren't... I don't think Tinazorb is FDA approved either.
Right.
But that's excellent. That's right. Really good stuff.
Why would it not be FDA
approved? I don't know. I don't really know anything about it. Maybe it's a very expensive process getting things FDA approved.
Right.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah, so hopefully I'm not going to have a baby... in a minute. I can do all this stuff. But yeah, I'm nearly 36 weeks pregnant now.
Holy hell.
Yeah.
How pregnant were you when you had your other two?
38.
Okay.
So.
With both of them?
Yeah, 38 plus 4, both of them. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. So it might be that I have a baby soon.
Man.
I know.
40 weeks exactly.
Oh really? On the day?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
The baby's due today. I'm having a baby. But then you were induced, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they wanted to induce me a week before and I was like, no, do it. Didn't want it. Yeah, sorry. Oh. Octyl methocinamate is octinoxate.
Yeah, it is in there.
Yeah.
Oh, balls.
So octyl this is the other thing as well.
Yeah.
Is just call it what it is.
Yeah, can't we just call it Bob and Sue? And like, we'll know.
I'm afraid
that
Sue is in your sunscreen.
Yeah, it says Sue. Sue is there.
So just to confirm, it is Mermaid Jill is lovely, but
there is
Mermaid
something.
Jill. Let's call
Mermaid
it Jill.
Jill.
Jill
is in there.
Octinoxate is present in Mermaid Jill, and I think that is one of the banned substances for.
Yeah.
Hawaiian, for the state of Hawaii, and now soon to be the state of Florida. But, I don't know about Britain. But
it's just like, but you know, when you're in boots looking at the sunscreens,
I know.
Is any of this going to come to you?
I know. And you know what it's like? You know when people are like, oh, buy my new green deodorant, it's really green, it's good for the planet. Yeah, it doesn't shitting work, I smell of BO.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And you, I'm not saying that
it's
organic
like,
sunscreens won't work, they will, because they'd be relying on this thick, chalky.
Yeah, or you go to a health food shop and you'll be like, this has got to be okay because it's in the health food shop.
Yeah.
And then it's just full of alcohol or something.
Those are the people that will sell you pure essential oil to rub on your face.
Yeah, they really like that.
Yeah, they do love it.
Yeah, it's really, really hard, and you're probably better off buying these things online with a clear head when you can read and check everything.
Yes.
As boring as it sounds.
Yes.
It's not something you can buy off the cuff. But yeah, like, so it's really hard. Like, you get people asking, what sunscreen should I buy that's really good for oily skin and doesn't have any chemical filters in it?
Yeah.
There isn't really an answer to that.
No, I'm afraid not.
No.
A hat. Without being sarcastic, a hat and a huge pair of shades.
Visor.
Is your, is the answer. But.
But you're not safe in the car because UVA can still get in through your window.
Nope.
Even in work, if you've got a window.
Be like me now and keep some in your glove compartment, which is what I do.
Yeah.
If I'm driving to meetings, I'll just rub some literally on the driver's side of my face.
Oh, how cute. Oh my god.
Get there.
You know, think of that picture of that truck driver whose face is melting off.
But that's the picture I have in my head.
Yeah.
Obviously that person did long distance in high heat, probably not wearing any sunscreen.
No.
But
yeah, because people don't believe that the sun can get you if you're in a car or a building. But it can. And even if you didn't burn, it's still going in your face and damaging your collagen, unfortunately.
So I just want to read a tiny little bit from an article in the Washington Post just talking about
Okay, cool.
What's in? So from Banana Boat. Banana Boat, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
To Coppertone, major sunscreen brands will soon have to revamp their products or stop selling them in Hawaii. So the lawmakers have passed that legislation, mm-hmm. and it does ban those two by name. Jill and Sue.
Which ones are they?
Octinoxate
and Octibenzone. But not Octocrylene.
No.
Octocrylene's not on the list. No. Octocrylene is okay.
Yeah. So, because they have significant harmful impacts on Hawaii's marine environment and residing ecosystems. So, I'm assuming the same is, for the same reasons, is Florida. Florida's hasn't happened yet. It's happening as we speak. But it's good, you know, if it's reef safe. But like you said, and like Lab Muffin has said as well, we are thinking... You know, if we're talking about environmental contamination, that's brilliant and more should be done, obviously. But I think there can be a little bit of, not trickery, but we are maybe concentrating.
Yeah, it may not be the huge threat that we think it might be.
Yes, it does bleach coral, but I'm wondering, like you're saying, if you're putting your face in Britain, how much of an effect does that have? Obviously, in Hawaii, it's
much more of a worry.
It's much more of a worry, yeah. So we're more worried, I suppose, about the things that are, like we touched on last week, I suppose, the things that are being absorbed into our skin, into our kids' skin.
Yeah, more worrying that what you're putting on your children, because the companies don't give a shit about what you're putting on your child's skin. You have to do the research yourself.
No.
And children are just much more at risk from things that can absorb into them.
Yeah.
The precious little darlings.
Yes.
But yeah, they shouldn't, you know, tiny children shouldn't be in the sun anyway, but it's really hard, isn't it?
You don't want to keep
them indoors all the time.
My daughter goes in the sun a lot, but she loves wearing a hat. I think if your kid hates wearing a hat,
It's really hard, mine won't wear a hat.
You have to just cover them in those mad helicopter parent suits.
She won't put anything on her head, but and I'm just running around, like tackling her and wrestling her with like hands covered in ultra sunscreen, and it's all in her hair. After I finish with her,
and
she's screaming.
Their little eyes as
Everybody's
well.
Looking at me because I've just been tackling my baby. But then, you know, it's even if she's a truculent piece, she still deserves to be protected.
Oh, so this ban goes into effect in 2021. That's weird. I thought it already happened.
2021?
Yeah.
So it's not going to be here for another couple
law.
Of years. Isn't it weird? It's 2020 next year.
Yeah, I know.
Are we going to start wearing silver clothes?
Yes. I think... Well, we've already been past the Back to the Future year, haven't we? That was 2015. When was... what's the future one with Harrison Ford? Is it
20 something?
Blade
Runner. Yeah, 2027. Yeah. Cool. We're going to have robots. Sexy robots.
I always wondered why the future was always dark.
Yeah.
Why was it always
rainy.
Dark and rainy. Yeah, well, because we screwed the ecosystem and...
We put too much sunscreen.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. I hope you deciphered through the waffling and found some interesting pieces of...
little nuggets.
Nuggets. But the big one is, we will put the resources that you can use to
So it'll all be written down in all its boring glory if you choose to look at it on the Facebook group.
Yeah.
And links to all of the pages that I think are very, very useful. Because there's loads of fascinating information for really nerdy people if you're interested in it. And it's all on skincare addiction. Yeah, I think that's everything.
Hope
I don't have a baby in a minute.
Don't have a baby in a minute. Can you talk about what you're doing tomorrow or not?
Oh yeah, I'm going to be on TV tomorrow.
Woo!
I'm being interviewed for ITV Wales, which is... Hopefully nobody else in the world can see it other than Welsh people.
That's not true.
I don't want anyone to see it. This is so weird.
Do you know what's really cringy is when they ask you... Like, I used to get interviewed a lot.
Did you get interviewed?
For the cafe, yeah.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I used to get interviewed a lot. Just, like, South Wales you know, newspapers and stuff.
Yeah.
And the way everything. That they would describe me was so twatty.
I know, I'm
that
really...
I hated myself.
Yeah, my the description of me on paper sounds like an arsehole.
Like... Nia pads into the lounge with her top of the range MacBook. No, I didn't.
No.
I didn't pad, and it's really old. They will. Like, they'll describe
God, a Mac,
you like
Mac with a crack. I call it because it's got a big crack in the side of it.
But they will. You will hate the asshole that you've been described as. I'm just putting it
Nia,
out there.
Nia, mother, now. Mother of two, is
with one on the way. It's glowing. glowing.
I'm just going to feel like I actually did.
In her organic, her organic Swedish dungarees.
Oh, no! Yeah.
It puts on an artisan pot of coffee on the stove.
I'm going to be unbearable. I can't. Did they really describe you like
they
that?
They did. I was described as such an asshole. And
well, you do look so dreamy.
It was. Natalie adjusts the. Oh, my God, it's so fucking terrible. Natalie adjusts the vintage glasses on her face and talks about...
What? They said that about you on a news programme.
They were 2-for-1 in Specsavers. They weren't vintage.
Oh, my God. And you're, like, screaming.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I didn't. It was terrible. It was really bad. It wasn't on a TV programme.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I'm going to have to paint a wall in my house because it's the wall that the cat sneezes on.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? It's like this... There's not going to be any reality. I'm going to have to, like, put all the piles of clothes and crap.
And put some cushions up there so you can't see.
Well, like, stick cushions on the radiator.
No, because it's like, just put cushions
on. No, we're
going
to paint it. Okay. I'm going to paint, I'm making my husband paint it this afternoon.
Okay.
So, yeah, I might be on TV.
Oh, God.
Nobody watch it, though.
Okay. Everyone watch it.
Nope. I hate it. I'm so embarrassed. So, hopefully we'll be back with you soon with more podcast fun. But I might have given birth.
Okay.
So, maybe I won't.
Don't do that. Don't ruin everything.
Yeah. You know. It'd be nice if she was late for a change.
Yeah, it'll be
she's
good.
Not going to be late. No, I know she's not. Won't. No. No way. Cool. Lovely talking
love
to you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.